Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Podcast Health. Thank you if you download us from that. Podcast Health is where you should get all your health-related podcasts from. It's the best. There's iHeartRadio and, of course, RadioMD or wherever you download us from. Thank you for doing that. I'm your host, Dr. Mike Roizen, and this is 1280A of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. Again, at Podcast Health. Our sponsors today, Life First Naturals, the makers of Relesium, Dye Rescue, Truebiotics, and Bovine Colostrum. That Relesium is their new product that helps when you're stepping up a GLP-1 like Agovia or Mounjaro or Zepbound and Ozempic. When you're stepping up the dose, or even if you have side effects when you take your usual dose. That is Relesium. You can get that over the counter. Remember, LifeFirstNaturals.com. And of course, our other sponsor, ForYoungevity.com. Go to their website to sign up for the free newsletter, Youngevity, Y-O-U-G-E-V-I-T-Y, Youngevity, Y-O-U-N-G-I-V-T-Y, for the number four before it. In our top news stories of the week for 1280A, which is always the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you, the Roizen Rule for a Younger You story is the key one today, which is if you have Life's Essential 8 or Life's Crucial 9, or of course, what we say is the 6 plus 2 normals, you are very likely to have a 30 to 50% lower risk for all-cause mortality. So that's among postmenopausal women, large study, large benefit. Our longevity is the next disruptor, is that obviously there are midlife fracture risk that shows age and sex-related patterns. The common one, women increase as they get older, men decrease as they get older up to age 60. This is midlife, if you will. I think midlife is to age 75, but they say to age 60. And why does that change in pattern? Well, men, it's accidents. Women, it's osteoporosis. Our well beyond wellness story of the week, which is really is the longevity is the next disruptor story number two, is in fact the therapeutic plasma exchange. It gets rid of all those missignaling proteins. That's right, chronic brain disease, that is dementia caused by inflammation, more than 66 genes. You can't get it by gene editing. You got to get rid of the missignaling proteins those genes produce, therapeutic plasma exchange. What about after rheumatoid arthritis? That's right, 74 genes have been identified. And if you will, in the Million Veterans study looking at dilated cardiomyopathy, it's 99 genes. In fact, if you take the five majors that go 44% of the risk in that, or 11% of the risk for the E4 system in dementia, there are a ton of other proteins produced that can cause the problem. How do you get rid of it? Therapeutic plasma exchange. And that's what was shown in this study of acute heart attacks in animals. When they got a treatment of therapeutic plasma exchange, they had improved cardiac function immediately thereafter. So this was therapeutic plasma exchange done very soon after the heart attack. They got that, and then decrease inflammatory markers, increase in recovery and functional recovery. Early cancer detection, this is an AI system that looked at the same CT scans in 2,000 people. And this is, again, a well beyond wellness story number two. And that is that the Mayo Clinic validated that AI can identify cancer risk up to 3 years before it's clinically evident by just subtle changes in the CT that humans can't pick up. The brain-gut connection, both caffeinated and decaffeinated coffee, reshape the microbiome, reducing stress and improving mood. That's right, you change the bacteria you produce. You're going to ask me what bacteria you produce, and I have to look it up each time, but I'm going to find it because it's such an important thing, at least in my mind. So what are the two bacteria that get produced by the coffee? And it is Cryptobacterium curtum, C-U-R-T-U-M, and the Egertella species. I didn't make those names up. Egertella species and Cryptobacterium curtin are the two that coffee and the polyphenols in coffee produce. It's the polyphenols, obviously, because it's present with or without the, it's decaf, with or without the caffeine. That you don't get that with an energy drink. You don't get this change in long-term benefit for your brain from an energy drink with just caffeine in it. You need the polyphenols. That's what this shows. Movement and brain health. This is so interesting. This is our wellness foreplay segment of the day. And that is if you move, and simply walking does it, abdominal tightening does it, it causes the brain to sway, which helps get rid of misfolded and missignaling proteins in the brain and decreases dementia in that rate. Now, I didn't tell you the other story about pancreatic cancer when we were talking about the ability of the Mayo Clinic AI system to detect it 3 years early, but you may not need that because there's a vaccine. And the vaccine has abnormal DNA. It spots the, it's against abnormal DNA that only shows up in cancer cells. 8 people have been given this vaccine. It's an mRNA vaccine. When they've already had it, you can guess it's Moderna. And what happened? 6 of the 8 are now free of the cancer, even though it was metastatic cancer to begin with. Woo! That is a hell of a benefit. A well beyond wellness story, this is number 4 in the sequence, is an opioid alert. There's a new dangerous class of opiates, orphines, that is surfacing in the Midwest and South. Guess where? That's where you can sell stupid stuff like that. And it's 4 to 10 times more potent than fentanyl. Yeah, you get addicted to it. Worse than that, teen cannabis use shown to these kids who started it. They were followed from age 8 to 10 to age 17 to 20. And guess what? They were above average IQ, above average in memory to begin with. After they looked at it compared to the group that didn't use opioid, they didn't use marijuana or cannabis. Yeah, the cannabis group by age 17 to 20 fell behind the controls and they were ahead of them to start. Maybe it's their most creative kids do stupid stuff most. That is well beyond wellness segment 4. Cruise ship outbreak, hantavirus, which kills people. It's a serious respiratory illness that knocks out your ability to get oxygen, knocks out your ability to have normal kidney function. So it causes this lung renal system. And man, 4 people on the cruise ship have died. Nobody's getting off the cruise ship. What do you do with that? Do you take them off the cruise ship and isolate them? Do you wait for the cruise ship to not have any more cases for a while? Whoa, baby, or do you? And the people who are on must say, well, am I going to die? I don't know. I think I'd swim to shore if I could. Anyway, that's a cruise ship outbreak, not the love boat. That is our well beyond wellness story number 5. 5 well beyond wellness stories. So, orphines, bad thing. Don't touch the new drug, opiates. Don't do it. Don't be a sucker. Women, get to normal blood pressure, normal fasting blood sugar, normal waist for height, normal LDL cholesterol, no cotinine, tobacco end products in your urine. Take a stress management program and be active in that, and you will have a 30 to 50% lower risk for mortality, all-cause mortality, in the 10 years afterwards. The Well Beyond Wellness story two, and that, by the way, was the Roizen Rule for a Younger You story. Well Beyond Wellness two is that therapeutic plasma exchange. It turns out chronic disease looks like it's caused by not one or two major gene changes, but multiple can cause it. Means you got to get rid of the missignaling proteins. They did this for a heart attack in animal model. That's right, better cardiac function. Therapeutic plasma exchange with exchanging your plasma, throwing it away, giving you your red cells, white cells, and platelets after wash, giving you fresh saline and albumin, forcing your body to make new proteins. Guess what? You prevent chronic disease. Amazing. Prevent dementia, prevent myocardial dysfunction, prevent dementia, as I said, prevent osteoarthritis, take away long COVID as well. AI can identify pancreatic cancer from CT scans of the belly 3 years earlier than the human eye can. And there's a new vaccine that has 6 of 8 people who had metastatic pancreatic cancer now living well. Those are the Well Beyond Wellness stories, number two and I think four. Cancer detection, I already talked about that. How about the brain-gut connection? That's our Well Beyond Wellness story for, no, that's our Roizen Rule for a Younger You story number two. Roizen Rule number two, the brain-gut connection from coffee. Coffee changes it, causing those two different bacteria to love you, and they do love you, because they improve your mood, functioning, and decrease depression and increase productivity. Cruise ship outbreak, I don't know what I do. Keep your teens away from cannabis because it reduces cognitive development compared to other kids. And the worry about the new opioid orphans. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen, and there's so much news of the week. I did take a long time today, but to remind you, we're brought to you by 4Youngevity.com. Go to their website, sign up for the free newsletter on longevity, and by Life's First Naturals, the makers of Relesium, Dye Rescue, Bovine Colostrum, and True Biotics, all have great gut benefits. We'll be back next week. We hope you are too. Thanks very much. This is Dr. Mike Roizen, especially thanking you, our listeners. You're the ones we do this for. Thanks again.